Okay, welcome to Talking Tough, podcast number 23, I believe.
Yeah, smashing through them now. Well, yeah. It's taking a bit of time.
So much knowledge. Ridiculous. Yeah. Unbelievable. But we're going to hit up a little bit of a follow-on again from the last couple. Hopefully you have listened to them. They've been pretty short and sweet, and we're just trying that out for a bit. Because, let's be honest, listen to us drone on about rubbish can get a little bit long-winded. So, anyway, cut that out. We're going to go into talking about... have you started Christmas already?
Well, this time of year, obviously, if you're listening to this in July, it could still be relevant, I suppose, because you could look at your holiday time. But this is
going into
December. So
Christmas cards. Whilst we're,
yeah, exactly. Keen being for Christmas, but you get the people who always buy stuff. Oh, I'm buying it. I'm getting my Christmas shopping now, and that is like July because there's a bargain in the sale. So, okay, but really, you could probably buy extra stuff when you get nearer the time anyway.
Yeah,
it almost leads on to the point of.
There's never been
on a
sale.
Yeah, well, here, like December being the, like we just had Black Friday, obviously all the super deals on. But you go in the shops and you've got those massive tins of sweets and 2 for £10 or whatever. Ah, I'll get them now. Yeah. You know, just going to stock up because
mince pies,
they're really cheap. Yeah, exactly. And yes, there does become a point where the shops do not restock stuff right near the end almost, but then the prices go up a little bit. However, are you someone who's going to buy 5 tins of those sweets? I'd be really tempted. They're in the corner, they're sat in the cupboard. We'll just, Saturday night, we'll pop it. Just get a lid off. Yeah, have a couple, just a couple.
Yeah. It's all right.
We'll save the rest. We'll just take 5 out. But then once that lid's off,
no stopping you. I'm like, I've got a mental problem around food, I believe. Because if I crack, like, so you know these share bags and they've got that sticker on the back? It's not ever used that sticker, like, to see it. I bet there's people out there that do, but I know for a fact, even if it's Sue's cracked up in the bag of Maltese or whatever, it's game on. I actually believe I've been challenged to consume every bit in as quick as time possible, I reckon. Because I honestly have got no... And sometimes I do it, I'm like, no, I'm just going to have a couple and leave it there. 10 seconds later, I'm like...
It's impossible.
It's just ridiculous. And that happens with the big pots, right? So you go out, you buy 2 monster pots of Quality Streets, Roses, whatever's your Christmas fancy, or even, as you say, mince pies, whatever. Because you need to, it's Christmas, right? And then... You've probably done
by the
box,
first week and a half of December,
like you've
done
box done. Easy. Yeah. And then you're like, I've got to replenish that box that went missing somehow that I've consumed. You know, you never would have eaten those if you hadn't have bought them. Like,
what's your, let's say, favourite celebrations out of that?
Malteser is my favourite celebration.
Yeah, that's decent.
thanks, cheers, mate. Yeah, that's
it's a good one.
It is
you get more chocolate than the standard Malteser, don't you?
Do you know what? And there's the bunnies and the bars and stuff, and they're all
the same.
Properly. Oh, no, they're good.
No?
They're good.
You like
I like the Malteser bunnies when Easter comes around.
Yeah, I do like a little mini Bounty. It's a bit weird. And
it's
Milky
a good
Way.
One to like,
Milky
a lot
Way.
Of people leave those ones.
Bounty and Milky Way.
Do get left a lot, though, don't they?
The Mars and the Snickers always do, because they're just your bog standard bars, but they're good, but you just. I find they get left till the end.
I absolutely love Celebration. Celebration is my favourite box.
Heroes?
Yeah.
What's your favourite Heroes? Caramel Galaxy.
They're the Heroes?
Caramel Galaxy?
Is it?
Maybe not. Maybe
no, that's Celebration.
That is, isn't it?
Cadbury's a hero, isn't it?
Okay, so...
I actually just like the
that's how
the
I
two,
don't really
two
have
block,
that much. Oh, really.
Whatever, yeah, all right. I have the just plain chocolate on that one. That's decent. Just a regular chocolate.
Little fudge. Are they in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, their fudge is always a standard.
I love the fact I know. I'm like, yep, that's that one.
Fudge is a good little 100, just over 100 calorie treat as well. So if you would say, if you're on like...
A full
just,
fudge, you're on about.
Yeah, like a full, like,
we say full,
thing,
fudge,
full
although,
finger of fudge.
Yeah, although
was,
they have been
the
shrinking, haven't they?
All bars are getting smaller,
it's really, and the boxes, and we've seen the Roses thing, like they do it on Facebook, don't they? They'll bring up like,
more
look
air
where it used to
than,
be.
Oh,
yeah.
Properly, you open the tin, yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
But kind of off track, but still on course, like
ish
as we always do. But people start in their... December indulgence, literally as that, or even now, November still we're in.
I had a message last night and there was a picture of my friends putting up the tree and they cracked the mulled wine, Bailey's and Buck's Fizz. It's like your 3 Christmassy drinks apart from Snowballs. I don't know if people even drink those
things.
It was like, oh, I've just cracked open this Buck's Fizz, mega cheap. But anyway, he'd done it. And it was like Sunday night, it was tradition to do that with the tree. And then he moves on to the Bailey's and I was like, oh... That's so Christmassy, yeah. And I was a little bit jealous, but I was like, do you know what?
November the 25th.
I'm not really...
whole month in
I don't. I never drink the night before coaching or training anyway. It's just kind of my rule. And I think that's just to try and keep me from becoming an alcoholic, to be honest, because I think I could probably do it quite easily.
I'm sure the clients will also love you for that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
They don't want a half cut
They might do. I don't.
Breathing down their neck as you squat. Yeah, as you spot in the squats.
Breathing brandy. I've never got brandy, but you know. Yeah. So, but this is the thing, and it's like, well, do you know what? Once you switch that switch and you're on, it's like, do you know what? It's game on, isn't it? And
until January, then it's everything. Whenever you feel like you've got a switch.
And we've done this last year. We discussed how many actual days, right? Okay, let's go. You've got. So let's say your work do and your partner's work do if you've got a partner. So say that's 2 days that you've kind of, you're in, right? Yeah. You're in.
You might have a social meal with friends.
Friendly, once or twice, max, twice maybe.
I don't know. Unless you're really, really
popular.
Yeah, popular. And
well, I mean, I don't have any. I mean, I literally don't have any. I've only just been invited to what works do. But then you go, right, then you've got, say,
Christmas Eve.
Some people have a beer, not all people.
Yeah, that's quite standard.
Yeah.
Especially like a night out. Christmas Eve.
Not now, as a youngster, right?
Yeah, back in the day.
Christmas Day, you'll have a, you know, you'll definitely indulge in food and probably a few drinks, no doubt, if you do drink.
Carry on.
Boxing Day, Stephen's Day in Ireland, and that's probably my biggest session to Christmas, actually, is Stephen's Day, whatever, over there. I don't drink Christmas Eve or Christmas Day over in Ireland. It's a lie. Christmas Day, I try to get a couple of Swifties in, but Boxing Day is a sesh. Then it's a quiet time. Everyone's like, you know, in that sort of quiet zone in between, usually. And then you've got
New Year's Eve. And New Year's Day is probably not drinking, but it's eating crap because feeling hungover.
That's it. It
so you got, what, how many was that?
Say like you're looking at like 8 days or something, maybe? Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine tops.
Eight or nine days out of the month.
Yeah.
That's top, really. Yeah. That's like big indulgence. Well, I'd say that's pretty...
Decent go. You've had a fair few sessions. Nine out of, you know, it's nearly a third of the month being either eating too much, drink too much. But still... How many people, say, like, even started yesterday or whatever, and now then going through till, you know, till they go back to work, some of them?
Yeah, first weekend.
Last weekend, last bit of Christmas food in the house, leftovers, because what you've done is you've smashed one or two tins prior to Christmas, then you've reloaded, and then you've actually got leftovers.
Well, people buy you chocolate and stuff, and then you end up eating it through January anyway.
You get
it's got to be selection boxes.
Yeah, selection boxes. What do you get them in there?
Stocking.
That's it. So you've got extra. When you've got feet my size, you don't actually need a stocking. You just wear my socks out there. But then, so you've got leftover stuff. So you then almost have got a pretty hefty sort of binge. And that's kind of, you know, you can make a decision. That's why we sort of set up what we did. And Project X.
To go through to the mid-December.
And not be funny, it was partly...
Partly
secret of us to do it in a way, because... Some people have been like, oh God, that's going to do that. But we know even us this weekend have got our Christmas social, and it sounds really horrible, but there's going to be people on our social, and we're going to have a couple of drinks because, you know, we don't often do that. We very rarely do it with clients, but those guys, we're kind of expecting not to really have a drink. We might say to them, like, you know, if you have one or two slimline gins or whatever, something like that, but, and making good decisions because we don't want to be completely horrendous to them, but also, If you want it enough, then do it, right? And make that decision to do it. And as you say, like they're gonna go through that, and they've made some phenomenal changes, like figures, like on average, it's like
even after 2 weeks is a good couple of kilos dropped on. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think the average alone, we worked out, was like 2.5 to 3 kilos between people. Some people have dropped more.
Yeah. That's on average between a group of 12, 14 people.
Yeah, and that's been good, and like, if they can see that out for those full four weeks, these next 2 weeks, let's be honest, the hardest for multiple reasons. We're giving them a little bit more free rein over this week as part of it, which I think for a lot of people who like this style of dieting is going to be quite tough, maybe a little bit stressful even, because as soon as you almost open those gates, it's like, right, but then we've given them, like, you know, from what we're doing, we've given them some good guidelines, which hopefully they can make decisions fairly easily and make it less stressful, all that fun stuff. But we know it's coming to that time, and everyone, I don't care who you are, you have a natural sort of, it is a natural sort of wind down, whether it's like, I don't know what it is, but start seeing the Coca-Cola advert, and it's like, sweet, you know, Coca-Cola advert comes on, it's like, oh.
John Lewis advert, take the foot off. The thing Christy always watches.
Is that on now?
It is, yeah, some like monster thing this year.
Oh, is that the big grey bear thing?
It hides under the bed, a bit weird, like with the kids, and he's sort of...
Oh, I have seen that. The big nose looks like Alex.
Yeah.
Hairy Alex is the John Lewis. I haven't said that to him, but I didn't realise it was the advert. Yeah. I like the Christmas, the Coca-Cola one. That's my thing.
The truck. Is it
trucks
coming in?
Yeah. That's Toys R Us. That also gets me, Toys R Us. So, there we go.
It is a magical place. Yeah, Toys R Us. As for a kid.
Definitely. Obviously, just kids. Like, you know, I wouldn't go there still just because it's Christmas. But anyway, so once again,
What we say is, well, I think there's probably research on this, but the average consummation of calories on...
consumption. Like
consumption.
I was like, what? So consumption of calories must go up, right?
On Christmas Day, I think the average, I'm pretty sure I put it in a blog a couple of years ago, between 4,000 to 5,000. Insane. On one day.
Gone up by 4,000 to 5,000.
No, that's what it generally is on average.
Amateurs. I can at least do 10.
Well, yeah, really need...
Yeah.
I don't know, between 1,500 to 2,500 to maintain or at least be slightly under what they need. So you imagine an indulgence could be an extra 1,000 calories on top of that. You're still only talking 2,500, 3,500, maybe 4 max, but to go 4,000 to 5,000 on average. So people have gone over that, obviously. They might be doing 6,000 to 8,000 calories a day. Obviously, alcohol, imagine having 10 pints. There's your 2,500 right there.
Yeah.
And people can sink some drinks on Christmas across the day.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah, we're not coming across alone. And say to people not to do this sort of
but
stuff,
just
right?
Understand but, that that's, it can go. Yeah, things can be just consumed so easily.
And as we say, like, so this is why we're saying, like, you know, get things in balance. Do you know what? On those days, enjoy those days. Like, there are going to be things in there. Do you really want to be massively stressing about those things? There's two ways of looking at it, right? You can kind of go, right, I'm going to have a nice day and do this sort of stuff. But don't go, right, I'm going to have, you know, a 5-day bender of booze and overeating and eating. Like, I wake up and I'm having chocolates for breakfast and, you know, Bucks Fizz. Like, I've got a tradition. Like, we used to have Bucks Fizz for breakfast. Sort of thing. And just like a little glass. And it was mainly orange juice, but with a little bit of fizz in. It was a tradition. Mm. I don't necessarily do it when I'm in Ireland, but they have an Irish fry. Like, a fry. So, yeah, quinoa. So that there's different traditions, different people have those. So you know what, and that's a nice thing. That's a kind of a warming thing. It's a traditional thing. But
you know what Christy does now? She wants good croissants. Yeah. Add in butter to them. All butter croissant. Let's add some butter. Terrible and jam.
Yeah.
And orange juice. I'd say, because it's all things we'd never really have.
Right.
Christmas morning, gotta have croissants. And I was okay, fair enough. One year, I actually tracked what I had across the day. Didn't have a limit as such, but just put stuff in.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
But do you think you naturally probably didn't eat as much as you might have done if you weren't
probably
tracking? That's the natural cause, right?
I was counting, say, the celebrations. I'd go and I'd have 5. Put them in. Oh, okay, 250 calories. Right, I'll have a few more. Chuck another 5 in. I've got to put it in. Obviously, I had a lot of time that day. Just sat there, tracked it. Yeah, it was bang on average about 4,500 calories being half mindful, like you're saying, kind of had a bit of a an idea.
I probably could have
easily done probably 6 without realizing.
I think if you weren't doing it yourself and someone was tracking you, like, without you knowing.
Yeah, that's a good
Like those diets, you know, when they put them in a room, put the sweets out there and start munching on those. I was around a friend's the other night, and Pick-A-Mix, he had Pick-A-Mix on the side. Like, we had a guy's night in, and
going back and forth.
It was these Pick-A-Mix things, these crisps called fish and chips or something. Right. Bags, anyway, and you know, I wasn't boozing and I had what it says, but I know for a fact I was having Pick-A-Mix where I wouldn't normally be doing it anyway. But because they were there, open, in front, accessible, I probably smashed, like, I don't know, let's say 200 grams worth of Pick-A-Mix, which, you know, maybe not that much. It's a lot. Okay, maybe not that. But there was a lot of Pick-A-Mix. It's probably a good few handfuls, put it that
way.
A whole
bag of Haribo
and
type.
Yeah,
size.
Probably, yeah, easy. A bag of Haribo's equivalent. And I could have, if you just sat me there a whole day next to that sort of thing, like you do Christmas... You just keep going and going and going and going, because across the course of, say, I know you being awake of 8 hours and within the same room sometimes, or similar rooms, or every room's got a bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those that's got either nuts or crisps or sweets.
Well, if you're chatting
with
someone, you gravitate towards the food just between, because it's habit.
Yeah, well, like when you're at a bar, right? You're at a bar, and this will be the thing at Christmas.
The nuts out.
Yeah, with that, and also you're drinking, right? You drink, like, if you were to just go and sit down and chat and whatever, and there wasn't drinks accessible. Because you stood at a bar, you're like, you literally finish drink. Before you finish it, it's almost like, that's rude to let him eat on my round, not finish his drink. Mm. I'll have another thing. So you're constantly consuming, right? And that's it's just because it's there, it's accessible, and it's part of the mood. Like, but actually at home, like you say, we might grab a can every now and again if that's what we were doing. But you wouldn't go and bang down like 8 pints like that, because I'm not saying I can drink 8 pints, but you know, you'll see it in the social. Like, everyone will be actively drinking. Mm. It's kind of the thing you're doing. And that's kind of where we're at. And it's a social environment. But what we're trying to say is try not to make it a whole month and a half of it.
Yeah.
Like, Do the times you do, enjoy it.
Know what will, you know, it will be a hard time to stay lean.
Yeah.
Because you want to enjoy stuff as well. Say if it's the end of the year and you're crossing off that your year as such, good time to enjoy yourself. But it's going to make January a little harder if you go full through from 1st December to 6th of January or whatever by the time you get back to work and you actually just gone hell for leather on eating, drinking.
I might go 10 drinks a night.
Tracking your weight.
10 drinks a night for the whole of December.
So can we do a little experiment and just take pictures of
I'm willing to. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd feel absolutely horrendous. Like, I wouldn't be able to work. Like, yeah. Even a few pints, I reckon I'd wake up head aching and just like be like.
Get used to it after.
Mind you, yeah, I suppose it's like anything you stick
full,
to it.
Full on.
Athlete.
Athlete.
Beering
right,
athlete.
Yeah.
Beer athlon. So think about that. Enjoy Christmas. Christmas, New Year's, all those times, especially if you've got people around more so than what you would in regular parties. Sometimes this might be the only time you see part of some of your family and stuff. So enjoy it. Understand that you're going to be, you know, in those bits. Don't stress around that. Only because some people have already been saying about their parties and that. I want you to enjoy stuff. I want you to think about it. Think, right, okay, if I keep it to, say, I don't know, 6 days or whatever it be, or 9 days or whatever we do, have those indulgences, enjoy those indulgences. Still, you can be half mindful. You don't have to smash the whole box of celebrations or do 20
pints
in a day.
Pick out the good ones and then...
leave the bounties and the Milky Ways for Rob. Yeah. And then just understand that, you know what, that's cool, but do you know, there's nothing much nicer than doing this, getting up, wrapping up warm, and going for a nice long walk, and that can just help give a little bit of balance to you, do you know what I mean? Because you're probably not going to be gymming it, obviously, but just getting that exercise,
yeah.
Go and do
getting
that.
Out and about,
happy
doing
days.
Things, yeah.
You know, if you've got kids and you've bought them a bike or a scooter or whatever else, go and take them out for an hour or two, let them enjoy it, and go from there. So keeping a little bit active if you can, fantastic. Enjoy the times you're enjoying. Try not to have a 1 month session or a half month session just because you've got sweets. Don't go and buy two huge boxes of sweets, treats and whatever else right now. You don't need to. They will be there nearer the time. They might cost you an extra pound, but you know what? It's probably going to save you an extra £10 in weight because you've not done five boxes before Christmas has come. Have a lovely, you know, lovely time in this build up. Enjoy some of the, you know, Christmas festivities and that. Be positive. It's a really good time. Okay, you've got two choices now. Really embrace winter and Christmas and be positive about it and understand you can have your family and stuff around. That's a lovely thing to do. Don't go into the dark zone of it's cold and wet. You know, whatever, it is cold and wet. We do it every year. Let's go over that, right? And enjoy your Christmas times when it's really important to you, not just making it an average day, right?
Indeed. On that note,
we're out. Merry Christmas. Too early. Right, peace.